going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I was just enjoying a little Motown Philly, okay? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know they didn't want to record this on?
They didn't? How come?
I don't know. They didn't like it. They didn't like the original concept of Motown Philly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So they wanted to go kind of like a different direction.
Uh-huh.
It was a good thing they did record.
Yeah, Mike was like, y'all record it. I'm sure y'all going to like it. So
yeah, no, it worked out pretty good. I love that part in the middle where they like tell that story about walking up to the guy and they did the performance for him.
Yes.
And then he was like, oh, we got to sign him. These guys are amazing.
Yes. If you watch the movie, watch the documentary, the New Edition documentary, they kind of had that.
Oh, okay. They kind of stole the idea.
Yeah, kind of stole that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well. No idea is new. We'll come back. No, we won't. We're not going anywhere. We just came back. NFL No Huddle is about 20 minutes away. We'll let you hear more from Terry Fontenot at 12:20. Emory Hunt going to join us at 1:20, one of our favorite draft analysts. Get some last-minute thoughts on as many Falcon potential targets at 15 as we can. But with some things moving around a little bit, let's get to Grant McCauley and the Braves having a day game today. Let's get to Grant McCauley a little early on a Wednesday. All right, Grant, we were hoping we'd be talking on a 5-game winning streak, but 4 out of 5 is not bad given the way the season has started. I guess an update on Spencer Strider, but then also how do you pull your hamstring playing catch? Like, how does this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's as frustrating as anything, especially for Spencer Strider, who stood in front of his locker yesterday and had a conversation that did not include a bunch of answers. It was just a freak, strange occurrence. There was nothing he said that was out of the ordinary from how he prepared, from what he was doing. He was, I think, even more surprised that it was just flat ground throwing from a manageable distance. I think he said 75 feet. And you know, prior, he'd already done a bullpen. You may have seen Spencer Strider, or you may not have. It may happen before the ballpark gets open. Throw from long distance, which a lot of pitchers like to do, 300-400 feet, and really kind of air it out there, just part of that routine. But long story short, it was just the craziest quick thing that occurred on one throw. He kind of felt, I guess, some kind of tingling sensation or a sting. And then the next throw, he felt the pull. And at that point, he walked right off the field. And his worry was that this was going to be a lot more extensive than it ended up being. The imaging that they took showed a grade 1 strain, which as far as strains go, is the best case scenario. But as I'm sure we've talked about in multiple sports and certainly with the Braves, everybody's body reacts a little bit differently, so there's no firm timetable on this, but they did backdate the IL stint, so maybe, fingers crossed for Spencer Strider, among others, he's able to get back in the minimum amount of time. He's going to be able to keep throwing, which is good, but this definitely hits pause on what had been the process to get him built back, get him back here, and have him in the saddle for a while.
Man, we just had some fun just a second ago, Grant, with, I mean, it's not Barry Bonds, but it's Marcelo Ozuna and the walks that he's getting. I mean, is it more or less the teams are not giving him anything to hit, or it's just his discipline at the plate?
I think it's a little bit of both. Right. I mean, he's certainly not going to break Bonds' walk record anytime soon, right. But he's drawing them at a pace to which he has never in his career before. I was looking at it last night. Just when he drew his first of 4 walks on the night, he didn't draw his 20th walk, which that was. The first of the 4 last night was number 20 in game number, 21 or 20? He didn't draw that until game number 43 last year.
Wow.
So he is so far ahead of pace. it's just one of the unbelievable, quirky, statistical things that comes with a long baseball season. But the Braves certainly need him to continue doing what he's doing, but they need some other guys to step up, and I think some are, and it's just going to take a more concerted effort to really get this thing moving in the right direction and find the consistency. That's the key, right?
When you chalk it up to quirky, does that mean that you think maybe it sort of normalizes a little bit as the season goes on, or is this something that he's like actively worked on and trying to focus on adding, just getting on base however?
Yeah, I think his selectivity is certainly there. I mean, that it starts with that, but I think there's also opposing pitchers realizing, hey, we don't really have to go after him if the five and six hitters are maybe a little bit more aggressive, which has certainly been the case for Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris, who have been the guys behind him for the most part this year. They bumped him up in the order, which I guess they could do again, but if you've got Austin Riley swinging the bat well and you've got Matt Olson swinging it well, I think Ozuna kind of makes sense, you know, protecting those two guys. So there's a few moving parts that you can have to it, but it's just one of those things that I think over the course of 162 games, we'll see the ebbs and the flows of it, because I don't want to alarm anybody, but there will be a time, a period in the season in which he won't be hitting either. How long he stays in it seems to be a lot shorter than some of the other hitters, but to make a long story short, they need every bit of what he's doing, but they'd love for him to have more opportunities to hit with runners on base where the pitcher's got nowhere to put him.
Grant, we were talking on Monday about Michael Harris in the leadoff spot, and I was asking, you know, as you want to talk about the profile, he fits the profile of a leadoff hitter, but for some reason it seemed like he hits better, you know, in, you know, 6-9, somewhere in the area right now. He's leading off today, I saw. Is it, I mean, what do you take it, what do you look at it as when he's not comfortable? Is he not comfortable there, or is he just more comfortable at another spot?
No, I don't really know that it has to do with one spot in particular, though I'm sure we could, you know, break down each and every, you know, place in the order that he's hit and where he's been the most successful, which I think for the most part is somewhere around that sixth spot, if we're not going to hit a talented hitter like that ninth forever, which I don't think they want to.
Right.
The thing about him that profiles as a leadoff hitter is when he is going well and drawing just enough walks to go with the base hits that he collects, then you've got an on-base percentage that's workable at the top of the order. When he's making bad swing decisions and not walking, you have a hitter that should probably not be getting the most plate appearances on the team, which is what the leadoff hitter gets. So I think it remains a moving target before they get that guy back, you know, number 13, who should really help stabilize this lineup and set the table better than anybody else is going to be able to. So it's just trying different guys in different spots and seeing what they're able to show for you, because it's been mix and match a lot for the Braves since really dating back to last season, and I'm sure they'd like to find that continuity there and find him a place he can get comfortable and just enjoy himself again. And I think that will happen. It's just not happening yet.
Hey, speaking of number 13, I don't know if you saw this or heard about it or not, but he tweeted something. And
really?
Then, I know. It's pretty weird. Not that many people use Twitter. But look, obviously.
No, in fact, they changed the name.
Yeah, I know. They don't even call it that anymore. Look, I don't know. Make of it whatever you want, people driving around out there. I'm interested to hear just sort of now that the general outrage has died down a bit, I would hope. Is there anything from this that you actually you take, that you actually look at and say, all right, like, you know, maybe there is something to talk about here, to think about from a real baseball perspective?
No, I mean, just some people involved need to sit down in the same room with one another and have some honest conversations about how they're feeling and, you know, where everybody's priorities are, which the number one priority should be with winning, with doing the things that it takes to win, with making the contributions both on and off the field that help the team individually and collectively work toward that goal. And that, I think, is kind of the breakdown here. And, you know, I think we've talked about it and don't need to relitigate the whole thing from 6 years ago, but clearly it struck a nerve.
Yeah.
And you want to see, and I think that, you know, he made a point, you know, while it obviously ruffled some feathers and maybe didn't come across the way that he wanted it to, he's certainly justifiable to feel that way.
Yeah.
I just feel like there was a major communication breakdown that could have been handled in a different way that would have helped everybody to get through it and probably not have it play out in such a public fashion. But it is what it is. The genie's out of the bottle, I guess, as they say, and they're going to have to just sit down and sort it out. I don't think it's a permanent wedge. I don't get that impression from Brian Snitker. I don't get that impression from Ronald Acuna Jr., but you know, everybody's going to feel different about certain situations, but what you want to see is consistency, and I feel like that situation was not handled consistently with other situations that had happened prior to that, and that's probably where I would leave it. But some people need to sit down in a room and have some conversations with one another, get it all out there on the table so they can move forward.
Grant, This bullpen, Grant, and mainly yesterday, because I know Bummer and Blewett, they were fine. And when we found out that we were going to have a Bummer and Blewett on the in the
pitcher names,
it was awesome. We were really like, good. Oh yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. But they were great yesterday, Grant. You know, and it's not one of those things where we look about going forward. But the guys that were after them, you look at them as part of probably a major piece, including the guy who went the previous day, our closer. Nothing to worry about, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's nothing wrong with it and it's all working fine and they don't have some things to iron out, because I believe they do. I think they've been ironing it out for the first 3-plus weeks of the season, and they're going to continue to do that. Maybe they'll have some moves that they can make at some point. And there are obviously going to be some pieces that are going to come onto and off of the roster on a regular basis to help out. But when you go through the winter and you don't add a reliever to replace the loss of somebody like A.J. Minter, and then you lose Joe Jimenez, you have lost both of your best setup men. And so something somewhere along the line should have probably been done there, you know, months ago. But since you can't turn back time and, you know, you don't have the ability to make the same kind of moves now that you did over the course of the winter, they're going to have to figure it out with the guys that they have available to them in the system, one of which could be Craig Kimbrell, who is pitching pretty well in the minors. But I haven't gotten a really firm read on where his velocity is. And obviously he's still building up, so it's probably a week or two away at the very least before he can make an impact. They're going to have to continue to find guys to step up and cover innings. The starting rotation could help out, but you lose Ronaldo Lopez and Spencer Strider for whatever length of time. It only makes it more complicated, I guess, is what I'm saying. So I don't envy the position they're in. It feels very reminiscent of where they were at times last year as well, and they're just going to have to sort it out until they can go out and kind of outsource some of this help and bring somebody in that maybe can provide some quality innings. But it does shine a light big time on what wasn't done over the offseason to put them in the best position.
What do you think Kimbrell's role will be here, Grant?
Just a setup guy, leverage guy. I mean, if something happens with Iglesias, obviously, which knock on wood, you don't want to cross that bridge either, then obviously he has a pretty good resume to close some games if you need him to. But I think the expectation is come in, find a role, contribute there, and go from there. And I think he's happy to have work and have this opportunity maybe to come home as well in a way of speaking, because he pitched some of his best baseball, if not his best baseball, in a Braves uniform. So it should be interesting to see when he does rejoin the big league squad, whenever that does happen.
Cool to see what Alex Verdugo has done in the first five games in that leadoff spot. Obviously winning four out of the five of them helps, but he's had some really good games as well. I see he's not in the lineup today, but what do you see his role being kind of between now and when Acuña comes back, and then when Acuña does come back as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly making a case to get more playing time. And, you know, when Ronald gets back, which I think that rehab assignment is going to start next week, and, you know, that could take a couple of weeks, could be 3 weeks. We're still looking at the early, probably mid portion of May if we're being conservative about it. We'll see. But, I mean, if you play and you're hot, I think you get the opportunity to get more bats. And I think that Verdugo, if he continues doing what he's doing, he's a proven guy. He had been a very useful hitter, had a bad year last year, but I mean, the Yankees gave him playing time in the World Series. So clearly there's some value there. He's 28 years old, and I think that the Braves would very much like to, you know, get whatever contribution they can from whoever walks through that door. Because, again, you're not in the portion of the season where you can go shopping and start plucking pieces off of clubs that are out of it, even if some clubs are going to be completely out of it. They're just not selling right now. So making the best of a bad situation, and maybe that signing was something that occurred based on information that was already kind of starting to percolate regarding Jerks and Profar, but that hasn't really been confirmed. That's just my sinking suspicion.
That seems reasonable. Grant, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Yeah, guys.
Grant McCauley there every single Wednesday here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, usually a little bit later in the show, but the Braves' first pitch is just after noon today, so Grant joined us before noon. You can always hear him on Sundays hosting From the Diamond, and you can follow him on Twitter as well. Kind of a cool moment last night at the house. We had the pregame on, getting ready with the Braves, I don't know, around 7 o'clock or whatever, kind of getting everybody ready for wind down, put pajamas on, and Michael Harris was on TV doing an interview, and Lily recognized him.
Really?
She said, "That's Michael Harris."
There we go.
It's the first baseball player she's ever recognized before, which is pretty cool, because like Michael Harris is going to be here for a long time.
Yes, he is.
Maybe that's her favorite guy, I don't know, but it was really cool that she
We need to get her jersey.
Get him a Michael Harris jersey.
Need to get her jersey now.
Sure. She has the, you know, the what do they call it? The one that says the A on it? What's that called? Like the City Edition or something like that? She has that jersey. City Connect jersey.
Okay.
She has that one. And she had an Acuña t-shirt jersey that now Jack can wear. But yeah, maybe we get the Michael Harris t-shirt jersey or maybe a headband or something like that. I don't know.
Or some sunglasses?
I was just so happy. I was like, how'd you know that? And then Ashley was like, well, her dad does host a sports radio show, and we watch every single Braves game every day. And I was like, oh, that's a good point.
I was still
very excited about it.
It could be one of those things, man, but that's awesome.
Also, if you're going to pick a favorite player, like, that's a really good one.
Yeah, because he is a really good young player. And hopefully he gets his thing right as far as tonight.
I know. Hopefully he can
do well. I want to see him do well up there.
Well, and I would also hate that it would have to be that he has to bat sixth to do well.
Right.
He's too – not to – look, you can be a good hitter wherever, but, like – he's too good of a hitter to have to bat sixth.
Right.
You want that dude getting as many at-bats as possible, and in the leadoff spot, you would get as many at-bats as possible. Who would be the worst guy to have be your kid's first favorite player?
Oh, man.
Because Michael Harris is a good one, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like Bryce Elder. Oh, good. Bryce is pitching. I love that guy.
Daddy, Bryce is pitching. Oh, God.
Good. No. Get to the TV quick because it's not going to be in for very long.
Oh, God.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the NFL in general in a segment that we call the NFL No Huddle. Tomorrow is the first round.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Into the NFL Draft, and it's right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, starting at 7 p.m. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer are going to take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows, all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. The NFL Draft, starting Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be right back.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee. All for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.